Hi, this is a dictation for patient Michelle Spruce, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, S-P-R-U-C-E. Date of birth is 8-9-51, date of accident 5-25-2022, date of service is 12-12-2022. The patient Michelle Spruce is a 84-year-old, sorry, she's a 70-year-old African-American female who was initially injured in an automobile accident where she hit an ice patch, and then she reports that her car spun several times, hitting a median at a high speed. She was a restrained driver, leading to headaches without any symptoms of TBI, but pain in the neck, in the left shoulder, and lower back, with cramping of the left leg. Currently, the patient reports that she continues to have some pain in the neck, which is crackling and cramping, and lower back pain is like the pressure, with numbness and tingling of a second, third, and fourth finger on both hands. Some pain in both the ankle and feet is also reported, especially the fourth toe on the right, which is completely numb. She reports of spasm in both legs, and she wants to see an orthopedic surgeon for the left shoulder that is having a difficult time doing abduction beyond 90 degrees. The pain is dull and sometimes sharp on both shoulders, especially the left. She recently fell on the right foot, injuring the right foot due to losing balance from the pains that she has. And overall, today she reports her pain level is between 7 to 8, and the ADLs are affected around 4. She reports 30 to 40% improvement in her symptoms, and the patient reports that her ADLs are affected in various areas, especially general activity, mood, walking ability, work, sleep, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, a neurology and psych patient reports of ongoing headaches, which are 7 to 8, and they are only once a week, with difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory. The patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, blackout, seizures, any confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness area, patient has a ongoing pain in the both shoulders and neck, mid back, and lower back, as well as stiffness of the shoulders, neck, and lower back. She has clicking and grinding of both the legs, and some pain in both ankle and feet. In the GI, patient has digestive problems and loss of weight, but there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, no incontinence of the bowel, no stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is significant increase in the pain as the recent fall, injuring her right ankle and feet, although she has 60% improvement overall. No new changes in the medical history except the fall. No surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss is reported, and no other trauma except for the right fourth toe and part of the ankle. Current pain medication are Tylenol and Ultran. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana for the extra pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 119 over 78, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam will be same from previous visit, which is 9/21/2022, dictation number 0921-059. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is as follows: to continue physical therapy for neck, mid back, lower back, shoulder, ankle, feet, all of it, 3 times per week with traction, massage, aqua therapy. And she remained disabled. Work, housework, and transportation has been checked out. She is provided following medication: naproxen 375 milligrams twice a day, with food, anti-inflammatory, Acifax 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, lidocaine patch and Voltaren gel for topical pain relief. She is provided with prednisone 10 mg once a day for 15 days for additional healing. She is provided with Norco 7.5 325 daily for 30 days for pain relief. Fear is set, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. And in addition, patient is advised to have an injection of her shoulder on the right side and an MRI for the right shoulder MRI is ordered. She is also referred to orthopedic surgery for the rupture of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus of the left shoulder. She is also referred to the spine specialist of Michigan, Dr. Redden, for possible spinal cord stimulation. And patient will continue her therapy. She'll be seen in 30 days' time, and hopefully she'll do better. Thank you.